Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 8th of January, and it's mostly sunny here in Auroville on 22 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with areas of drizzle and hazy with a shower in places late. Temperatures from low of 21 to high of 30, with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning, gibbous, illuminated on 91%. Tonight at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we can listen to a Vox Mundi musical offering with the title Across the Universe, The Enchanting Beauty of Medicine Melodies with Silviana Kach and the Vox Mundi Ensemble. But Saturday will be in the spirit of Tsunamika because the 10th anniversary of Tsunavi is coming up, following the interview with FIF, coordinator of the events on Saturday at Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone. Good morning, Viv.
Good morning, Miriam.
On Saturday 10th, Tsunamika turns 10, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
The poster here promises lots of events all day long from 10 a.m. onward, yes. So what we can expect?
Well, we start at 10 o'clock with the Swaram drum team. So we have the Tamil drummers drumming in the procession, all the people that are coming. That's followed by the Tsunamika now has become a national emblem for saving the coastline. So not only are we looking at the fact and commemorating that 10 years ago we lost so many lives, but out of this lives lost, there was a resurgence of beauty of a small little doll that has gone around the world. So Uma from Vipassana is going to be talking a little bit about that, and then we go into a lovely little play of how Tsunamika writes a letter to a very, very special gentleman, and there's a play about that, and that's being scored with some of the Swaram volunteers and some of the volunteers from the Kumali Mediclown Academy. After that, we have Mathun at about 11 o'clock, who is a Hindi singer who'll be doing some lovely vocals and tracks on with the Hindi music. Then we're very fortunate to have some of the women from the village, from the coastal villages.
Who suffered tsunami, who were affected by tsunami.
And they are the ones who have made the dolls. They were affected when they lost their families. So they have put together a lovely puppet show. So they will also be there in the evening. But following the women, we have the kids from a different school in Pondicherry who were also affected by the tsunami. So they've got a lovely little program that they're putting together. We saw them yesterday, and they're quite delightful. Then we have the Swaram Jam, which is volunteers who are going to be doing acoustic instruments. And then we have an incredible storyteller, Priya, who speaks in Tamil, Hindi, Kannada, and English. So she'll be interweaving her stories in the different languages. Then we also have Yuria and Paul, who play keys and saxophone for a lovely musical interlude. Then we have a little more storytelling with Paula, and Tatiana will be doing some yoga demonstration. Clapton and Tahir, who and our African drumming team from our African pavilion, will bring it home and do some things with us there. And then we have capoeira with Sam and Jeremy. We have laughter. Of course, we have laughter yoga with Onkoli and Hamish and some of the team there. So we have an incredible, rich event. There will also be a number of stalls that will be there. There will be workshops. There will be puppet making. Mm-hmm. It's going to be delightful. And then
that will be happening. Wait, since we didn't mention it, that would be happening all in Bharat Nevas in Pavilion of India International Zone, right?
It's all happening in Bharat Nevas at the International Zone.
And that part of the program you were telling me about is going to be on the stage in front of Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What I told you about is all in front of the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Kim and Heather, the wonderful couple from Australia, who will be leading a parade, a procession, a lantern-lit procession made of small Sunamica dolls.
Mm-hmm. That will be probably later on at 7 when it's dark already or something.
It'll be probably around 6:30
mm-hmm.
when it gets dark. And it will all culminate in front of Bharat Nevas.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the doors open, of course, we will go into the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, where once again we will have the village women speak mm-hmm. of their experience, and they will have an opportunity to meet the director of the play, Sunamica, Queen of the Sea, Daughter of the
Ocean.
What is it?
Daughter of the Ocean.
So let me do that again.
So the culmination, the peak of the whole event would be the play from Isis Alternative Theater from Finland with the play Tsunamika, the Daughter of the Ocean, in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium.
Right before the play starts, what will happen is the director of the play will mm-hmm. meet with the five women, and they'll have a dialogue on stage, and we'll learn what inspired and how the director from Finland was inspired to do this wonderful work.
Yeah, as far as I remember, this theater was here in 2011, and they were really inspired by Tsunamika and whatever is going on around with the village women, yeah? And the play came out of that, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So the play is the end of the evening or the day, the long day, or it's anything more?
No, the play is at the end of the evening mm-hmm. after the long day. So we start at 10 o'clock in the morning with the drummers, and we end with the play from Finland.
Yes. But for those who doesn't know, what is Sunamika?
Oh, Miriam, I really think you need to be talking to someone else because I'm just here doing this.
Okay, but then you can tell me with your words what Sunamika represents to you.
Okay. So it was very interesting for me because I came here the year after the tsunami. We mm-hmm. were in Oroville, and we went to the one-year anniversary, and at that point it was absolutely amazing because Sunamika is the daughter that came out of the tsunami, the mm-hmm. beauty and the grace, the compassion and love. And we went somewhere on ECR at a marriage hall, and there were all these women and children who'd made these beautiful little dolls that were just stunning. Mm. And the Sunamika dolls that had been made out of scrap fabric or waste fabric, and it was their way to heal. They had these circles where they would sew, they would tell stories. And at that one-year anniversary, the women and the children were so proud. They were so filled with love, and they were glowing as they showed us that they had these little Sunamika dolls in a set of the movie theater or at the restaurant or at home or in a boat. And that's when I first heard about Sunamika.
Mm-hmm.
After that, when I came to Oroville again in 2011, I took a number of these small Sunamika dolls back with me to Canada, as well as a number of bags.
Mm-hmm.
And where I was working in the emergency department of this hospital, all our staff actually wear Sunamika on their stethoscopes.
Whoa.
So Sunamika has actually gone to over 80 countries around the world, and I believe there's been over 6 million dolls, these little dolls, that have been made. So she's a symbol of hope, mm-hmm. a symbol of love, and out of tragedy comes incredible resilience and the love to move forward. Mm-hmm. And now she's become the avatar to save the coastal sea lion.
Yeah, that's true. But it's also it's becoming symbol of something else because none of them was ever sold, correct?
Absolutely. None of them were ever sold. This is an absolute symbol of love.
And free economy.
And also our Monage, wrote the story mm-hmm. of Tsunamica. And that story of Tsunamica is in a small booklet, and it has also, the story has never been sold, the booklets have never been sold, and mm-hmm. it has been translated into, I don't know how many languages, it's been translated into Russian, German, Hindi, I don't know, several other languages, but she really is a living symbol.
True. So on Saturday,
it's quite interesting because she lives in the heart of people, right? She's a living symbol, and she reminds us who we are. She reminds us that life must be respected, and we come together. We come together, the whole world comes together in oneness and in the sacredness of life.
Faith, thank you for today, and we'll see each other on Saturday in Bharat Nivas.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Miriam.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. On Saturday also, between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see the presentation Sustainable Development Practicum, the American University of Paris, AUP, from France, and Linus University from Sweden. And the presentation got the title Communicating Development Student Project Presentations. We will see and hear the presentations of development communication projects created by students participating in the AUP Linus Sustainable Development Practicum. The presentation will roll out over the day, so we can feel free to drop by at any time. On Monday, 12th of January, from 5 p.m. at Bharat Nivas, India Space, X Foundation Office, the International Zone invites us to a presentation of One Asia 2014 in Taipei, in collaboration with Bharat Nivas Group. And they are saying that with the great help of friends from Oroville and all over the world, One Asia 2014 in Taipei was successfully held in October-November 2014. 28 performing artists and visual artists have participated to this event. 5 participants were from Oroville. The One Asia project is an Oroville-born cultural collaborative program dedicated to human unity. Their first event was held in Oroville in 2010, and the second event was held in IIC in Delhi. They would like to invite all of us to their photo and video presentation about the recent event in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. And we will see their workshops with university students, some concerts combined with oriental tea ceremony, art exhibition and breathtaking sceneries in Taiwan. They also would like to share some of their future projects in Japan, China and Oroville. On Monday 12th, from 4:30 p.m. until 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited by the retreat organizing team, which are Alan, Elisa, Inge, Lalit, Manoj, Martin L., Mike, Min, and Tuan, to an open-hour meeting where they would like to, with topics to reflect about what is planned to be creative on what else can be initiated. And the topics are Walk or Talk Towards the Dream, Second Resource Group will talk about Oroville, Vital Group we'll talk about Walk Through Oroville. A fourth would be Inuit Group to dive in Oroville. And fifth would be Open Letter received from Aramar. At Gallery Square Circle in Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, they will inaugurate tomorrow at 5 p.m. the exhibition with the title Eyes on Oroville. And that would be photography exhibition by students of SAKAK 2014-2015. The exhibition would be on display until Monday 12th. On Monday, at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, El Evolutionary Café is going on again because every second week they meet to explore different evolutionary paradigms to see how they might be able to help us shed light on some Oroville's challenges from novel perspectives, and of course hoping the process that might suggest some interesting new solutions. Each evening starts with a short inspiring video or talk, after which they use Word Cafe model to divide into smaller groups and reflect on its potential relevance to Orville through focusing on a given question. Next week, besides that it's a Pongal week, it will be also our Olympics at the Shakti of Physical Education, and they will start on Monday 12th until 23rd, Friday, for 1st and 2nd and 3rd graders and seniors as well. And for the intermediate groups, 5th to 9th graders, it would be from 2nd February onward. The Team Our Olympics, Team Games, Fitness and Skills, it would be daily from 2:30 to 3:30 for 1st graders and 2nd graders, and from 3:55 to 5:15 for the others. As we said, the Pongal is coming up, and for the 17th of January at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat News, we have a chance to see Shechen Sakasum dances flamenco. And at New Colors, they invite us Saturday at 2 p.m. for the Pongal Festival, because this is their annual fundraising event. There will be lots of fun activities for everyone. They need volunteers and support for this event. Their financial service account is 251908. And here are some announcements. The Solar Kitchen and La Terrasse will be closed on Friday 16 and on Saturday for Pongal celebrations. But I wish everyone a very happy Pongal. Well Cafe will be open on 15, 16 and 17 for breakfast, lunch and dinner. But on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. they will hold World Dance. And on 17, it would be an event all about Orville from 7 p.m. onward, with the Orville food slideshow of Orville artists, and from 9 p.m. until midnight, dance with DJ Jesse. And here's a letter from us. The Orville Radio team would like to thank our listeners, volunteers and donors that has helped us in so many different ways. We also include our thanks to those that created the challenge we faced this year, as it has given us the opportunity to be precise, better our aims, to appreciate the work done, and being to estimate the work that is yet to be done. We wish each and every one of you the very best for the new year. In this period of the tumultuous transition, we join with you in the hope of collaborating for New York as we leave the year 2014 behind. We share the happy news about receiving a small budget from the Budget Coordination Committee for the radio expenses. A former Orville Radio volunteer, now radio journalist, Christina has given a lot of suggestions for professional fundraising. Two students, Miriam and Paige from the American University in Paris and Linnea University of Vaxa Sweden, working in media and communication, are helping us by updating the website volunteer page, creating a fundraising brochure. Regarding the space allocation issue, Ricardo will be making an estimate to construct a sound barrier, and we look forward to the conclusion of this long-standing issue, which affects the work of both the housing and the radio services. Avenir TDC has not answered yet to the request for a space allocation in the culture zone for the Media Lab School of Communication. We are always looking for our villains and volunteers to join us for a variety of tasks. And let us finish with the movies. Every Friday from tomorrow until 27th of February at 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, we can see A Powerful Introduction to Sri Aurobindo and Mother's Evolutionary Action, The Ways Toward the Within. And we will see two movies, The Ways Towards Within from 1981 and Man After Man, two film interviews with Satpram in French with English subtitles. At Bharat News Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Piotr Andreevsky, Unquiet Traveler, which was directed by Bruno Massagnon and was made in France and Poland in 2008. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see Sacred Rivers, The Yangtze with Simon Brief, produced by BB2. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. science fiction drama Left Behind, made in 2014 by director Vic Armstrong, and tomorrow drama adventure Earth to Echo, made in 2014 by director Dave Green. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French drama fantasy, Bird People, made in France in 2014 by director Pascal Ferrand. And on Saturday they will screen an international comedy drama, Nebraska, made in USA in 2013 by director Alexander Payne. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m. a children's film animation short action, Tangled Ever After, made in Australia and USA in 2012 by director Nathan Greno. And at Cine Club, comedy drama Coffee and Cigarettes, made in USA in 2003 by director Jim Jarmusch. And the mother wrote, Lord, God of beauty and harmony, grant that we may become instruments worthy of manifesting thy supreme beauty in the world. This is our prayer and aspiration. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on oralradio.org.